This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about sharks. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Great whites look plenty fierce just because of their sheer size and massive teeth, but they pale in comparison to one of the great ancient sharks that's long been extinct, the megalodon. Megalodons dominated the oceans 20 million years ago, and they still dominate many people's imagination. They also have a starring role in the movie The Meg.
My God. It's a megalodon.
What do we actually know about these massive predators and why they went extinct? Lauren Tren Muchowski looked into it.
There's something simultaneously glorious and terrifying about megalodons. It's difficult to visualize the largest shark to ever exist, with its size ranging from 40 to 70 feet. Of course people are fascinated by an animal the size of two school buses roaming our oceans.
I think it's just the fact that there was this giant supersized shark that used to be in our oceans that would prey upon whales, and you're just like, oh my goodness.
That's Philip Stearns, a shark researcher at the University of California at Riverside.
And then, you know, seeing a megalodon tooth, you're just like, holy cow. You know, when it's bigger than your hand, you're just like, yep, that's a supersized shark.
But what exactly did this shark look like? Shark skeletons are cartilaginous, so they don't preserve well. All we have left of the megalodon are teeth and one well-preserved vertebral column. Jack Cooper, a PhD student at Swansea University in the UK, used those fossils to produce the first ever 3D rendering of megalodon, using the great white and other similar sharks for reference.
There's about 140 of their vertebrae or backbone that came from one individual. So by 3D modeling that entire vertebrae and using that as the basis for our shark's size, and then filling in some gaps with its ecological analog, the great white shark, we can essentially use free animation and modeling software to fit hoops around those skeletal elements and produce the overall body shape of megalodon.
After rendering the 3D model, Jack's calculation predicts that the megalodon's stomach could fit almost 10,000 liters. That's an entire orca whale. Philip Stearns is not sold on this model, though. He says we don't have enough in the fossil record to be so sure.
So all we have left in the fossil record are these three things. So to make your justification that megalodon looked like these modern-day sharks, you're making a really big jump with that assumption.
But there are some details shark researchers agree on when it comes to the megalodon. For example, how they got to be so massive. While most fish are cold-blooded, megalodons and other big fish have a trait called regional endothermy, or partial warm-bloodedness. Their internal body temperature is warmer than the surrounding seawater. Philip says that for megalodons to maintain their higher body temperature, they had to eat a lot.
As the shark was eating more, it just helped. You know, you're getting more nutrition in, and over time, these animals are just getting bigger and bigger, and then evolution is just happening, and then more prey becomes available. So it's like, okay, this shark was eating a lot of food, and then there's a new prey item available, and then a new species evolves, and it eats even larger prey and even more, so its size just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And as they got bigger, they had to consume even more calories to maintain their body temperature.
And then as it's eating more, just natural growth is going to happen. And, you know, once you get to such a big size, there's really very few competitors that can really compete with you. And then it's like, okay, who's going to slow down such a big carnivorous shark?
Megalodons mainly ate small to medium-sized cetaceans, the order of aquatic mammals that includes dolphins, porpoises, and whales. But their size and voracious appetite eventually contributed to their demise. Jack says about 3 million years ago, there were sea level changes that, over time, ruined the coastal habitats of the megalodon and its prey.
At the same time, this could have also ruined potential nursery areas where megalodon babies were living. And essentially what that leads to is less habitat for the shark to live in and move around in and find food. And at the same time, the great whites were starting to evolve and may have potentially been outcompeting the smaller megalodons. So we think it was probably down to a combination of less prey availability, more competition, and less habitat, which ultimately led to megalodon's extinction.
Given that so many shark species face extinction right now, Jack says the fate of megalodon can carry important lessons.
No apex predatory sharks, thankfully, have gone extinct yet. whereas Megalodon represents an apex predator that has gone extinct. So if we can understand the extinction of that animal and what effects that had on the wider marine ecosystem, then that gives us something to anticipate and to understand how ecologically our oceans could change if we lose today's sharks.
For The Pulse, I'm Lauren Tran-Machowski.